This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Ukrainian Territorial Defense Force said Wednesday Ukrainian fighters blew up an armored train carrying Russian troops using an explosive device in the occupied southern city of Melitopol. Reuters could not independently verify the claim. Russia's Ministry of Defense did not immediately respond to a written request for comment. A 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine has pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. Ukraine's prosecutor general previously said her office was readying war crimes cases against 41 Russian soldiers for offenses that included bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, rape and looting. It's not immediately clear how many of the suspects are in Ukrainian hands and how many will be tried in absentia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian fighters extracted from the last bastion of resistance in Mariupol were taken to a former penal colony in enemy-controlled territory, and a top military official hoped they could be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv resumed operations Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, nearly 3 months after removing its diplomats and suspending work there over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. France strongly condemns the expulsion of 34 of its diplomats by Russia, the foreign ministry said Wednesday, a tit-for-tat move by Moscow after Paris ordered some Russian staff to leave. The ministry said in a statement the step had no legitimate basis. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn has conceded in his Republican primary bid in the U.S. state of North Carolina, while another Trump-endorsed candidate wins the Senate nomination. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In North Carolina's crowded Senate race, Trump-backed U.S. Congressman Ted Budd won the Republican primary.
I'm a conservative fighter, I'm America first, and I am honored to be your Republican nominee.
He'll be running against a black former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley.
I'm running to bring North Carolina values back into the Senate.
First-time Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost his race in the GOP primary for North Carolina's 11th district to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn lost the support of state Republican leaders after a series of publicly disclosed personal and political blunders. In November, Edwards will take on the Democratic frontrunner Jasmine Beach Ferrara. She's a county commissioner, an ordained minister, and an LGBTQ plus activist. I'm Jennifer King.
The girlfriend of the suspect in a shooting in the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, told police he had delusions Asian Americans were trying to harm him. Three women of Asian descent were wounded in the shooting. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Chief Eddie Garcia says it's too early to tell if it's a mental health issue or just racism, but one thing is clear.
Right now, it's an issue of hate. It's an issue to hate crime.
Jeremy Smith, who is black, faces assault with deadly weapon charges after last Wednesday's shooting at Hair World Salon, and police say he might be connected to two previous drive-by shootings at Asian American businesses.
2 years ago, Smith had a motor vehicle crash with an Asian male. Since this crash, Smith has had panic attacks and delusions when he is around anyone of Asian descent.
Audio from KDFW, Fox 4, I'm Julie Walker.
Pfizer's anti-COVID pill, Paxlovid, is helping stave off hospitalizations and deaths amid the United States' latest wave of infections, a senior White House official said Wednesday. Demand for the treatment has soared with a fourfold increase over the past month, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator told reporters in a press call. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration last month embarked on an aggressive push to expand access to the oral antiviral at tens of thousands of locations across the country. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Wednesday that COVID-19 lockdowns in China appear to be impeding the flow of goods and hampering global supply chains. Yellen told reporters at a press conference in Bonn, Germany, that China also seems to be experiencing a slowdown in growth. And recapping our top story, the Ukrainian Territorial Defense Force said Wednesday Ukrainian fighters blew up an armored train carrying Russian troops using an explosive device in the occupied southern city of Melitopol. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.